Gordon Ramsay is making school lunch the way it's supposed to be.
Here's the Salisbury steak, chef.
Yes, of course it is. I can tell. I need more mystery in this meat. It should look like a dog's dinner.
Gordon Ramsay makes sure yesterday's meat sauce is today's Sloppy Joe's on Hell's Cafeteria.
You don't deserve that hairnet. Hand in your ladle and bugger off.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jeffrey Epstein, according to the New York Post, hanged himself with a bedsheet tied to the top of a bunk bed in his cell Saturday. Suicide's under investigation.
Many are asking if guards failed to follow proper procedures by not checking on Epstein every 30 minutes like they're believed to be supposed to. Epstein had reportedly tried suicide only weeks earlier but was unsuccessful. The Associated Press reports one of the guards in charge of Epstein's care was not a regular corrections officer.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Flights to and from Hong Kong are canceled for a second day with thousands of protesters packing the airport there. Thousands of travelers are stranded, like Carrie Dickinson from South Africa.
They were very pleasant. They kept apologizing. They were giving us water and food. But the fact is, they put a great deal of people under a huge amount of pressure.
The protesters are demanding more democracy and more freedom from the Chinese government. This is Fox News.
Well, it's another day in the fun zone. How do you feel when you come to work, Greg Budell?
Here I come to save the day.
And Jay Scott, you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
Hello, are you happy people?
Emily Hayes, you look a little jittery. What's wrong?
I thought I saw a putty tat.
I don't see one. Bailey the Wonder Dog, do you see a putty tat? And Rich Thomas, what's your expert opinion on the meteorological situation?
Unusual weather we're having, ain't it?
It looks like everyone's in their place and ready to go. Stand by for three men and a lady.
I did call Putty Tat.
Poor Putty Tat.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
Yeah, his name is Rusty Aldridge. It is a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM with three men and a lady.
Holy!
That's right. Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And this man with dreadful news about the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
There's Rich.
It's going to be hot.
Okay.
All right.
<That's it. laughs> Back to you. Excessive heat warning today. Last time we had one of those was more than 7 years ago. High temperature near 100, but the heat index with this crazy humidity will be about 111 to 115. Just numbers that are just hard to process. There'll be some widely scattered storms on the radar like there was yesterday, but coverage will be roughly 20% of the area for some lucky communities. Tonight's low 79. Then tomorrow, the rain chances really spike up, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. A front will be moving through the state. High temperature 93. Couple of the storms possibly strong. Maybe a few warnings tomorrow. Thursday, then, with the front going down to the coast, we'll hang on to a small rain chance, especially early in the day. But then the rest of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you will notice the change. Somewhat less humidity, noticeably not hot, not as hot. High temperatures still, 90, 91, maybe 90, even 92, but nothing like this crazy heat. And the lows at night, 70 to 72, and the humidity down several notches. So there will be a noticeable change for about 2 or 3 days. Right now this morning, 79 degrees, southeast winds at 6 miles per hour. The heat index is 86 already at 706.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh. And now here's good news correspondent Emily Hayes.
So I feel that teachers
A good number of teachers, I feel like they're called to be teachers. They just have that in their heart to take care of others and teach them and make lasting impressions on folks. And there's a 30-year-old guy in Waco, Texas named Chris who is, he has a lot of special needs. He only functions at about a 6-year-old level, and he's never had a great home life either. The only person who took care of him was his father, and his father died of leukemia earlier this month. Police recently found Chris wandering down a highway all alone. He doesn't have any immediate family now, so when the cops talked to him, one of the names he gave them was Michelle Gerard, a teacher he hadn't talked to in years. Michelle had him as a student for 4 years in junior high, and he remembered how nice she was, so the cops talked to her, and she agreed to take him in while they figured out a more long-term solution for Chris. But then she found out that he would probably end up in an institution of some kind, so she just filed paperwork to take permanent custody of him.
Wow.
And she also found out that he had never celebrated Christmas or gotten a birthday gift before, so she just threw him his first birthday party and says the rest of the year is all about new experiences. How thoughtful, how kind, how very sweet.
And for everybody that thinks they're having a bad day because their toast burnt or they couldn't find a matching pair of socks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's good news that brings a tear to your eye.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Trebek.
Rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking at your traffic. We do see one accident. It's in the 2000 block of Kingsbury Drive. That is off of Vaughn Road near Vaughn Road Elementary. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any delays for you. The boulevard is moving along pretty well. It's pretty crowded, so watch yourself around the intersections. And the 31s look good. There's a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful there. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, all callers to the show today and yesterday have made themselves eligible for some great prizes at the end of the week, but one of those is a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. By the way, I learned something over the weekend, helping out one of our listeners, that if you win a Baumhauer's package, you can also, you got to get the certificate here. You got to pick it up like you would any other prize, but you can also use it at the Auburn location if you so choose.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Just wanted to pass that along, and this package includes a party tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, and queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. That is a nice package.
I mean, think about it. If you're going over to Auburn, a tailgate, and you swing by Baumhauer's over there with your certificate, it's like bing, bang, boom, done.
Mm-hmm.
What were those, the wings last year, the Auburn wings?
Yeah, I tried both. They had they created a new flavor for each team.
I had the Auburn ones. They were really
Screaming
good.
Screaming Eagles, I think they're called.
Yeah, that was it.
They were
and
so good.
I
got to
admit,
good.
The Auburn wings, they're both good. Yeah. I just happen to like the Alabama wings were better than the Auburn wings. That's what I wanted to say to Emily's face.
You don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay, we got local news coming up. And by the way, just a heads up, as of this moment, I don't have a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
This has never stopped you before.
Your diary. Today.
Well, there's still time. I mean, it could still make it happen.
It was Tuesday the 13th.
I don't feel like I have the edge today at all.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What's happening?
If I were to make a comparison, my brain feels like an unsharpened pencil.
Oh, no.
Or it's a physical thing. But I'm going back to infusion tomorrow for my next brain neurofeedback.
And this will be the third?
Third.
Excellent. Excellent.
I think I'm ready for it.
Mr. Sandman.
I am sleeping better, though. It's a combination of that and a great mattress I bought from Mr. Sandman.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How's everybody there?
It's good here. I popped into the Millbrook store the other day, did a cruise around the showroom.
I'm just a little stunned today, which is an Italian word for
Well, you get over it. You always do.
I do.
But our sale continues.
It's a good sale. It's a really good sale.
Yeah, we've got our mattress store's got some fabulous deals for anybody looking for mattresses, headboards, beds, pillows, and odds and ends. Got some bar stools up there, some chest and dressers, and odd furniture pieces for bedrooms. Great sale going on. We are closing that store, and I have to get rid of everything. I don't want to move a thing back out of it. So come up there. Now, because we realize that's going to draw a lot of customers, we're going to have to give better prices at our Montgomery store to keep people down here, too. So we're giving sales on a lot of our inventory down here also. So not as good as sales, not giveaway sales like Bill Brooks has on some stuff. But we do have great buys in Montgomery on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Beauty Rest. Got a King Heirloom mattress that is fabulous for your upper level people who want the best out there. A lot of good things. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate, on the right-hand side in a little shopping center by the Citgo station. And they're open 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. And if you see something there and you like it, go ahead and get it, because it may not be there when you come back, because they are having a phenomenal month.
Those prices are ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm looking for a king size headboard, and I saw one.
You'll never find one better than one I got from him.
Well, I mean, we're talking like $100. Like, this is crazy.
It was just what I've needed my whole life, a padded headboard.
They are nice.
Zip code?
That's what I could nickname the bed. It's so big, I nicknamed it the zip code for Mr. Samuel.
Yeah.
That was 12 years ago, David. 12 years ago, I bought that bed.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to let you know it's out of warranty.
Good one. Good one.
You should get it to Millbrook.
So if it collapses from... okay. I got you.
But, yeah, we've got a lot of headboards and beds up there. And got some nice day beds. A lot of stuff up there. So come see us. We'll take care of you. And, you know, even after the Millbrook store's gone, we'll still be here in Montgomery to take care of you. We're not closing the Montgomery stores. So we appreciate everybody.
All righty. That's on Atlanta Highway, right across from the Dairy Queen. We appreciate you, Mr. Sandman, at 714. All right. I have come up with a convoluted
idea. Well, hallelujah.
Good.
The show is going to have to stop if you couldn't come up with one.
Well, I mean, he got a lot of texts that time he didn't have one. We were very taken aback.
Yeah, there were.
The show was almost canceled.
Yeah, your brilliance is so understated at times, Mr. Thomas. It is 7:15. Here is your local news, and then get your note-taking devices ready, because that random facts marathon will be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are investigating a bank robbery Monday afternoon. Police say a man robbed the First Community Bank on Main Street around 12:30. Police say the suspects got away in a black Ford F-150 pickup truck. Selma police are investigating a deadly shooting in front of a nightclub early Sunday morning. Police say a security guard witnessed a woman shooting at another woman and then shot and killed the shooter. The security guard was detained and then later released. And it's been almost 1 year since Booker T. Washington Magnet School burned to the ground, and there are still no clear answers for the future of the school. MPS officials say it comes down to a lack of funding. They say an ad valorem tax increase would help solve some of the funding issues. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm here when you get here in the morning. Sure enough, I'll be there tucking into bed at night.
You think this is funny?
I probably would have gotten your joke if I didn't fall asleep the second you started talking.
We hate you now.
You act like you listen to every single thing that I say.
We could do a podcast and it would be a million times better than whatever that drivel was we were listening to.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time to get up, everyone. We'll make sure that get your weary self out of bed. Don't you sleep no more.
All aboard this aircraft.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
And now, he's got a carry-on full of...
random facts.
Simple.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Did you know of... a little dog named Bing.
Bing?
Bing.
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 Ding.
Bing was a military dog who parachuted over Normandy on D-Day.
What?
He was coaxed with meat to drop out of the plane. He landed in a tree. He also took part in the crossing of the Rhine, and he survived the war. He was given the Dickin Medal, which is the animal version of the Victoria Cross.
God bless Bing.
For his actions.
By the way, just to let you know, I got a Facebook message from a man who says, today's good news just had a big burly police officer in full uniform shedding real tears.
Oh.
It was that kind of story, too.
Bless it.
Thank you for sharing that with us. We will respect your anonymity.
Well, good for Bing, by the way. And Bailey would do it for chicken, I'm sure.
Probably jump out of a plane for chicken.
He would.
What would you do for a chicken wing? First comment says that's probably the most positive thing I've ever read about Bing.
It's a horrible search engine.
Yeah. Oh. The next person says, I never heard of Bing. Let me Google it.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Did you know of the pirate Jean Lafitte? Who, after having seen the first American governor of Louisiana, William C. Claiborne, advertise a $500 reward for his capture, Lafitte turned it around and offered $5,000 for the head of the governor.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not you.
That'll show you.
Or it's not me. It's you.
That'll show you.
Exactly. Just another thing to add to Lafitte's feats. After being offered a full pardon for him and his men, he fought beside Andrew Jackson in the Battle of New Orleans.
In 1814?
Oh. When they took a little trip.
Here we go.
After the battle, Jackson formally requested clemency for Lafitte and the men who had served under him. The government granted them a full pardon in February of 1815.
I'm glad he was able to toe the line and knock off the piracy stuff. Yeah. That was a horrible joke. Go on.
I know. Lafitte, toe the line.
Oh, good one. Just keep going.
I didn't have my Cliff Notes handy.
Did you know that bears, when they go after beehives...
Bears.
They're actually going after the bees.
They're not going after the honey?
The honey's there, and it's bear. They'll eat anything, and the honey's fine. They'll eat the honey as well. But they endure stings on their faces and ears just to get to the pupa and the larva that are in the hives.
So Winnie the Pooh has been a lie.
Yeah. The bees cannot penetrate the bear's thick fur, and once the bear leaves the hive, it will shake out the remaining bees from its fur just like it would water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody should point out to the bears how good the honey is.
The bears.
I mean, they eat the honey, too. It's a bear. They're going to eat it. They'll eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
If it's consumable, they will eat it. So, did you know that prior to Cleopatra's reign, a woman named Hatshepsut...
Old girl.
...was the first woman to gain full power of the pharaoh position after the death of her husband and half-brother?
The pharaoh...
Yeah.
The pharaoh... Is that from the comment?
No.
Okay. I just thought I'd missed one in my life.
No. It's a new one. Get that headboard fixed.
I'm on a mission to learn everything I can before I die.
After the death of her husband, she handled state affairs for her stepson and ordered that she be portrayed as a male pharaoh with beard and muscles.
Yeah.
So she was...
You know,
watch a lot of those.
It's not connected to what you just shared with us, but I did post a story this morning.
On aerial pharaohs?
No, about nose hair becoming a fashion, nostril hair extensions, a beauty trend.
What?
Where? I'm afraid to ask.
It's from the Today Show. Who could have predicted this? Nostradamus? I'm leaving early today. I'm going back and having another annual exam. Oh, and make a note. October 18th, I got to have a colonoscopy. And you know what they want? They want me to do 2 days of prep.
Why?
2 days of drinking.
That bad, huh?
Why?
That stuff.
Why? I've never heard of that.
No, neither have I. Apparently they're worried about my...
Uh-oh.
Polyps or something.
Oh gosh!
Oh God! Oh, man. A lot to share with people who don't know you in real life.
did you do one 10 years ago?
That's frightening.
Did you last do one 10 years ago? Because now what?
Two.
They're 10.
Oh. Two? Oh. You have to do one every 2 years?
Yes.
Oof.
I'm not happy about this.
I haven't done my first.
And wait till you see how much fun I am to work with after 2 days of...
Why don't you just take that time off? It'd be better for everybody.
Well, October the 18th is a Friday.
It's also your birthday.
Yeah, I know. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Craig's going to be in a surly mood.
He's not going to be here.
No, the procedure's...
Oh, the procedure.
Yeah, it's the build-up to it.
Why don't you just take that time off?
Well, he is taking the day off to have the procedure.
No, I mean that time off for your prep, because we love you and want to maintain this relationship.
We could take the Jay birthday extravaganza in advance.
Yeah, we'll do it early.
We'll tape the whole show.
I'm taking my birthday off, actually.
You are?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I haven't put in
for
me. I'm not even trying to. I never take off my birthday. I did it one time in the 20-some-odd years I've been here. I did it one time, and that was it.
Ours fall on the same day, So mine's on a Friday.
Right, if yours is on, exactly.
Well, we could never do it because mine has always been in ratings, and, you know, so it's never happened.
Did you know a 14-inch glow-in-the-dark shark, aptly named the pocket shark, was found in the Gulf of Mexico? Only two of them have been found in separate oceans and of different species. And nobody really knows how to explain it, but yeah. Little glow-in-the-dark shark. Did you know T.J. Miller, the actor and comedian, was accused of sexual misconduct? He also called it a fake bomb threat. After all that happened, DreamWorks hired an impersonator to dub over his lines in the recent film. I think it came out in February. How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yeah.
They hired an impersonator to match his performance exactly because it had already been animated.
Okay.
It had already been done.
I gotcha.
And so they didn't want to change the film because they didn't have time to do that, right. But they still wanted to disassociate him from the film.
I understand.
Did you know after Nike released Air Jordan sneakers in 1985, the NBA banned Michael Jordan from wearing them because the colors did not match his team's uniform? Nike paid the fine of $5,000 that the NBA charged Jordan each game so that he could continue to wear the sneakers.
Wow. That's so interesting.
It's kind of a stupid rule to impose on your sport's biggest star in a way, you know, don't you think?
I think his shoes have to match the color of the team's uniform.
Right.
I mean, as long as the uniform is the uniform, it shouldn't worry about the shoes.
But that's interesting. They said, yeah, okay, we'll go ahead.
And he's like, yeah, we'll pay it. No big deal. $5,000 so that you can wear our shoes through a game.
Yep.
That's nothing. That's peanuts to us.
Right. Peanuts.
Right.
Did you know the summer jam at Watkins Glen in 1973 had a larger attendance than the Woodstock Festival, despite the fact that only three bands performed?
What are the three bands?
Oh, the three bands at the Watkins Glen Festival. I want to say it was the Allman Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Allman Brothers, the band, and the Grateful Dead.
Oh, man. What a jam-tastic lineup.
Yeah, it only had three bands. The festival had over 600,000 attendees.
Wow.
The crowd was so big that most of the audience were not even able to see the stage. This is the one where, and I believe I'm right, and Skipper, if he's listening, he'll probably let me know if I'm wrong on this, but this is the one where people showed up so early that the sound check sessions turned into jam sessions. So, like, the band got up there and started to do a sound check, and it turned into this jam. And so when the Allman Brothers came on, they decided to do the same thing. So instead of performing for one day, they actually got two-day performances.
This next one we're going to do is called Check 1-2.
Sound checks can be quite ponderous, though.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the band. Mm.
Did you know the Massachusetts House of Representatives have a sacred cod that is hung in the chamber since 1784? It was once codnapped by a group of Harvard students.
Codnapped.
Codnapped.
That's really corny humor. We're not down with that on this show.
Not down with that. You're hip.
We're so sophisticated.
You're so rad.
Look at this. It just hangs there.
You are boss.
That's fake.
No, it's not. Look, you can see where it's the wires and everything else. It just hangs in the
Jeez, that's so unusual.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is crazy unusual.
Just, does it not look like it's just superimposed over that photograph?
It looks fake. Yes, I know. It looks fake. It is not. It is completely real and stupid.
Whoa.
What? Did that ding offend you?
No, that ding caught me off guard.
Did you know of Alice Ramsey? I'll just call her Ramsey. Alice Ramsey.
Okay.
She was the first woman to drive coast to coast across the USA in 1909.
Oh, they let a woman drive. That was so kind. Can't vote, but please come drive a car.
The 22-year-old housewife and mother completed the 3,800-mile journey.
Housewife?
From New York. Yeah. Well, you know, she wasn't making the right kind of coffee. And so.
Well, who was taking care of the home? Excuse me?
Ooh.
I meant that in the domestic goddess sense of the word. Not as in your coffee sucks and I'm going to hang out with the girls with the hot plates at work.
We can't have hot plates here.
She drove from New York to San Francisco in a green Maxwell 30.
Maxwell House.
All comes back to coffee, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. The 59-day trek took 3 weeks longer than planned, and 96% of the route was unpaved.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your highway tax is at work.
Did you ever notice, Mayberry, that the roads are not paved outside of town?
Right. You remember when the businessman came into town and and that whole thing and how he changed and mellowed out, and that was a great episode.
And actually ended up staying the extra day that he said he couldn't afford.
That's right.
And finally,
because Aunt Bee put pot in his brownies.
What?
Andy?
Finally, did you know the Steppen Company?
Steppenwolf.
Steppen Company. They legally import 100 metric tons of dried cocoa leaves every year. The extracted cocaine is sold to a single pharmaceutical firm, while the leaves are then sold to Coca-Cola.
Cocaine!
And then one year the whole thing got screwed up and
things got switched.
Oh.
Yeah.
It became New Coke.
It was an hilarious.
Imagine I got to stop at
hilarious episode of Leave It to Beaver.
Beaver.
Tripping balls. Those are your random facts.
Well, thank you, Jay. Won't those be posted on your page?
They will be posted on my Facebook page after we get an answer to the pop quiz, which I have just received.
Wait, why can't I send my suggestions?
Well, hurry it up there.
Take a look at.
At 7:33, and as any good housewife knows,
I'll go with that one.
Will you? Okay. Okay.
There's so much going on in the studio. Can't keep up with it all.
You'll know in a minute.
When you see a stain in the ceiling from after rain, that does not mean you need a new roof. 99% of the time. It just means as your house ages and settles, it gets cracks, kind of like around the side of my eyes here. And if it rains hard enough or Rich sends one of those big downdrafts, it can push the rain into places it normally wouldn't go or run off. That's when you call Jones Brothers. You should call them because for eight decades, they have been repairing and, when necessary, replacing roofs and also offering services like screen and patios, replacement windows and doors that are energy efficient. They do all of these things, and they do them all incredibly well. But when it comes to your roof, you want to know that they found the area, they trace it back, they do the necessary forensics to find out where the water came in, reseal that area so that it can't happen a second time, and then they dispatch a painter in whose specialty is to take care of those ugly splotches that develop after a situation like that. So you can depend on them. Nobody would stay in a business like that for any length of time if they weren't doing right by their customers. 800-264-8009, and you can see with great pictures the full display of their accomplishments and services offered at jbroof.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned about the Summer Jam at Watkins Glen in 1973. There were three bands that performed at Watkins Glen. So what I want to know is, what day is Greg having a colonoscopy?
(laughs) 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228.
Ain't that a bunch of crap, huh?
Is the number. 272-9228.
Bless it. Yay!
All right, 736. We'll check traffic while the phones explode with your guesses.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and the traffic is building up pretty quickly. Be careful on the boulevard and look out around the intersections. If you're on I-85, there aren't any delays for you. I-65 has reached the point where we're starting to slow down in the downtown area, so be careful if you're coming out of Prattville. If you're using the 31s to get into town, we don't see any big hassles for you. The traffic coming out of Wetumpka is pretty thick, and we do see lots of cars around the school zones. The school zones are in effect. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, look at this. Every single line lit
right
up. It tells you what they listen to and pay attention to during.
Well, of course it does.
Everybody's going to know now.
Now, wait a minute. Betty, hold on before we... I got to chastise my dear buddy Rich. I can't go into that colonoscopy with a sense of shame.
No. You're not going to, but since everybody's going to find out the date soon enough again, you may have like a...
I would like a crowd there.
A cheering section of good job. Good job, Greg.
Give me a seat.
We'll charge admission.
So, Betty, do you have that date handy?
October 18th.
Correctamundo. Which means...
Also, you will... There's no shame with propofol, so no worries.
There's no shame with propofol?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what they give you afterwards,
you are so
right?
No, out of it.
Oh, before?
Yeah,
you're so out of it.
You know what's amazing about it is that you're laying there on the gurney, and then, okay, we're going to give you your anesthesia now. And then the next thing you know, it's over.
Yeah.
And that thing goes off quickly.
I said to the guy, so when are you going to do it? He said, we are done. You're kidding.
Yeah.
You are kidding me.
And you come out of that very quickly, and it doesn't have lingering after effects.
It's not the only thing that comes out quickly.
Betty, thank you for the call. You have won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Hooray!
Yay!
And with that, she could go get a little over 2 pounds of New York strip.
Yeah.
Cut to her specifications.
Exactly.
At any of the 3 Food Outlet locations in Millbrook, Prattville, or on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery at 7:39.
Correct. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Any of us who experienced yesterday's heat, it's hard to imagine that it could be a notch higher today. But that is the case. In fact, we are an excessive heat warning in effect today. It's a very rare thing in this part of the world because for what it takes to get to an excessive heat warning in this area is just amazing. High temperature today, right around 100, but the heat index with all the crazy humidity will be up around 111 to 115. I kid you not. Widely scattered afternoon storms for some very lucky communities, but about 80% of the communities around the area will stay dry. You follow me? Tonight's low around 79. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. This is good news, part of a change as a front moves through the state, so a decent chance that a lot of towns will get wet tomorrow. Some of the storms could be on the strong side. High tomorrow, 93. And then the front moves down towards the coast on Thursday morning. There could be a leftover shower on Thursday. We'll hang on to a small rain chance. But later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity. You'll feel the change, and certainly not as hot. You know, like highs will still be 90 to 92 during the daytime, but it's going to seem so much more tolerable than what we're dealing with yesterday and today. You follow me? Right now, this morning, 79 degrees with a heat index of 86 at 741.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
It is 7:40. Pat is still on the line, so let's say good morning to Pat. Hi.
Good morning, Greg. Yes, I remember that date easy because my sister's birthday also. So y'all have a great day.
Right. Thanks. You know, that is a big birthday time because it's 9 months after the 2 holidays where people generally...
The biggest birthday year, day of the year is October 4th.
I don't think that's a coincidence. You go back 9 months, what are we talking about?
I know, I hear you.
You know, I think I was a Christmas kid.
Happy New Year, happy birthday.
September 27th, think about it.
Yeah. I would say anniversary, baby.
It's just a thought. Sick, twisted, but it is just a thought. 7:41. So we're gonna end it. We gotta once again
hit the button.
It's rare.
Unity
on the conundrum this morning, and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. And to tell you more about what you can enjoy at Seafood Bistro,
here's another Jay segment on News Talk 93.1.
Got my own intro. It still has Emily in it with her voice, but it's got Mo. I love that. Yes, I was about to say, did you know you can go? I'm stuck.
Did you know you can go to 1651 Berry Hill Road and find
the Seafood Bistro?
And at the Seafood Bistro, you'll find a menu packed with goodness, including such items as
corn nuggets
and
crab claws
and
gumbo
and
red beans and rice.
You can even enjoy those on the Monday through Thursday 2 for $9.99 lunch specials.
That is correct. And also, don't forget, they open up every day at 11, right around lunchtime. Go get, stop doing this quick little, like, lunch thing when you hit a fast food joint. Go over there, you know what? Here's the thing. You might think, well, I don't have time to sit down and do the thing. I got to grab my stuff and come back to work. You can do that, too. All you have to do is call ahead or go online to theseafoodbistro.com. Put your order in there if you want to. It'll be ready when you get there. You can grab it, bring it back if you got to. But you don't have to do a typical, blah lunch. You can do something with some flavor from the Seafood Bistro. So go to theseafoodbistro.com, take a look at their entire menu. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. And even if you can't get away, use one of the delivery apps on your phone and it'll be brought to you instead of you going to them.
All right, and a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro will be available when we get to our conundrum question, which is coming. And start thinking about it now, because it's going to happen to about 1 in 50 kids born this year. Something they're going to go through their whole life and not have.
Jeez. I hope it's not a meal or something.
I was going to say green beans. Yeah. When there's kids starving in Europe. So anyway, that's the deal. We'll get started with that in just a moment at 7:43. Plus, our most and for the first time today, I think one of our Morning Maroon nominees is going to be a reptile.
Oh!
We have a case of reptile dysfunction, and I think it good enough to make Morning Maroon.
We're an equal opportunity radio program.
Yes.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks skidded yesterday with continued concerns about the impact of tariffs and the protests in Hong Kong. However, small business owners apparently are still upbeat about the economy. The National Federation of Independent Business says its Small Business Confidence Index rose in July to 104.7. CIT Group is buying Mutual of Omaha Bank. It will pay $1 billion in cash and stock. Did you own a Pixel phone? You could be owed up to $500. Owners of the phone sued, claiming Google sold them devices with defective microphones. The approval of a settlement with Google has gone through, but you need to have purchased the phone before January 7th, 2017, and you need to document that you experienced microphone issues. In most cases, the settlement will pay up to $20. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
No laughs, just hugs and cuddles.
This is not funny.
The second you give up on your appearance, it's completely over.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma police are investigating a deadly shooting in front of a nightclub early Sunday morning. Police say a security guard witnessed a woman shooting at another woman and then shot and killed the shooter. The security guard was detained and then later released. Prattville police are investigating a bank robbery Monday afternoon. Police say a man robbed the First Community Bank on Main Street around 12:30. Police say the suspect got away in a black Ford F-150 pickup truck. And it's been almost 1 year since Booker T. Washington Magnet School burned to the ground, and there are still no clear answers for the future of the school. MPS officials say this comes down to a lack of funding. They say an ad valorem tax increase would help solve some of the funding issues. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And that's to thank everybody who helped us cram the van.
Yeah. Because we crammed it.
And, man, we did cram it. And, boy, we've got a plea out from our promotions director. They need some help to take it all to the distribution place.
It's a lot.
I've got had to get email back on my phone. I'm missing stuff.
I can help with that.
No, you ended up changing my Apple ID.
I never touched your email.
No, what you told me to do made my Apple ID change.
No, you changed it.
No, you said go here, go to name and email and blah, 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 blah. And that's not what happened. And now it's a situation and life is hard for me.
Children.
I have put people's emails on their phones all over this building and never once had an issue.
What you showed me to do was the incorrect thing. You're just going to have to accept it.
What I showed you to do was right. You did the incorrect thing.
No, you big goober. You said go to settings and click on your name. Is this not what you told me to do? To go here and to click here and to do this, Michigas.
Go back to ISIS.
This is not what I needed. I need my dang old mail to be there and not say these things. Those are mail options. That's not my mail. I don't know what to do. I'm just a simple woman. I don't want to give you my phone. I'm afraid.
Why is your voice going up an octave?
Just because I'm concerned.
Just a caveman.
Life is hard. I'm just a caveman.
This is a woman who deleted the mail icon off of her phone.
See?
Altogether.
What had happened was, is that I'm holding my phone, right? And the screen's not locked.
There's some excuse she's trying to give you.
I'm trying to tell you. My phone wasn't locked. It was on the home screen. We're in the middle of moving. I'm carrying boxes, and I've got my phone in my hand for some reason. I was probably wearing pants with no pockets, and my palm held down on the phone with the screen unlocked, and I think that's how I deleted the mail icon, because, you know, if you hold an icon too long, it starts to jiggle, 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 yeah. jiggle.
I have an icon issue. See, all my app icons are the normal size.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I did something where my Riverbank...
Oh, you put it in a folder.
Was that what I did?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do this real quick while I can see you do it.
Search.
Hold down on that thing for a while until it starts to... No. On the icon itself until it starts to shake.
Jiggle. It jiggles. Nope. It doesn't shake.
Just hold down.
No, he's already hit it. Tap off of it and then tap back on it. No.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Okay, close that.
Here, give it here. Give
now
it
I
here.
Got Siri asking me questions.
Give it here.
Emily, you're making me nervous.
That's what okay, my mom
so I put my finger
says.
On the
yeah,
app.
Hold it
until
down.
It starts jiggling.
Is it jiggling yet?
What is it doing?
Nothing.
It brings up a thing. For
no, that's the
share.
Oh yeah, don't press it. Don't press. Just hold your finger on top of it without pressing down.
Okay.
Because if you press it, because it has that 3D touch.
Yeah.
So that's welcome to old lady Hayes and people.
Does it matter if I haven't washed my hands?
There we go. See?
See it jiggling?
The light touch. Now we're gonna move that out of here.
Now you're there you go.
Look at that.
See? And you moved it out of a folder and out to there.
Yay, see, Jay can fix yours, but don't trust him with your mail.
I can fix your mail.
It's a lie. You got that liabilities.
So here is today's conundrum.
Okay.
About 1 in 50 kids who are born this year mm-hmm. in 2019 will go through their entire life. Without one of these.
Without one of these?
And it's not a colonoscopy.
And it's not a flip phone.
Lord. Flip
phone. Well, they may get lucky. They may be able to find a way to bypass.
You know, styles are kind of cyclical, so, you know, flip phones might come back into...
They could.
They're gaining in popularity again.
If bell bottoms can come back, so can...
bell bottoms are actually coming back again.
Good, because they were my favorite pant.
As long as it's not...
My favorite pant.
Polyester.
Isn't that the right way to say it? I mean, when you have a closet full, those are pants. When you're wearing one pair, that's a pair of pants.
That's a pair of pants.
That's a pant.
My favorite pant.
That's have you seen my pants?
Pants like one leg, then.
Have you seen my pants? Honey, where's my pant?
Well, those were great because in the 70s, they would hide the wooden heels that made me 6'3". What are you looking at?
You didn't.
I had platform shoes. Everybody had them.
No.
If everybody jumped off a bridge, would you?
That has nothing to... That's like breaking a window kind of stuff. Not wearing bell-bottom pants. That was fashion.
Now, I'm not talking about the pants, bruh. I'm talking about the platform heels.
I enjoyed being that tall while they last. I wish I had saved those powder blue. They would be fun to wear for a... What are you looking at me...
What? That.
No, you're looking at me like that.
That's just my face.
Fix it. Hard Shell's going to be first in on this.
What's up?
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Guten Morgen.
All right, give me the question one more time.
About please. 1 in 50 kids born this year will go their whole life without one of these.
Okay. I had to change my answer because I was thinking it was a larger percentage.
Okay.
I'm going to say a shot, an injection.
That's good.
1 in 50 kids will not have to have an injection. That's a good guess, but it's not the win answer.
Tis not the answer.
But thanks, Hartshell.
You got the ball rolling.
And, of course, Hartshell and anybody else that calls on this this great conundrum. Astute. I was trying to say astute.
Sure.
It just didn't come out right.
Sure. Syllabus or whatever it is.
Syllabosis. Qualifies to win all those great grand prizes we do at the end of the week. So you're not wasting your time. You might win a Baumhauer's to go tailgate package.
Greg found out there's no cure for that disease, by the way.
Syllabosis?
Yeah. I Googled it yesterday.
No cure.
God rest my soul.
God rest his soul.
He texted me.
That's
yesterday.
Right, I did.
That's pretty funny.
It's like there's no cure. It's like God rest your soul.
7:57. So let's go. Let's get on the bandwagon here and start taking guesses at 2729228. 2729228. 1 in 50 kids born this year will go their entire life without one of these. And we'd like your answers now while we're waiting for your calls. And we will have our most electrifying story next hour. But right now, I'd just like to tell you that go-to electrician, you need to call. It's great to know. There's one place you can dial directly and get certified master electricians who will come to your house on a timely basis, fix whatever it is that you need fixed, installed, whatever the reason. Perhaps you're concerned about an odd noise. Don't ever let anything like that linger, by the way. That's twisting the dragon's tail.
An odd noise.
Yeah, hum that's coming. Maybe you can't even tell where it's coming from. Don't let those kinds of things linger. And when Mr. Electric comes to your house, they will give you an upfront price on the repair or install you need done that involves electricity, and that's what you'll pay. And they clean up any debris that is created in that installation and repair process. These are the best. These are certified master electricians all working as one team at Mr. Electric. So call them at 256-1544, 256-1544, or visit them online at MrElectric.com. All right, Katie's going to be, we're going back to Katie with the conundrum guest.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Katie.
Hey. Hi.
What do you think this is that 1 in 50 kids born this year will go their whole life without one of what?
Is it a CD player?
No CD player for their entire life is... Not it, but it's a fine guess.
Thanks.
Thank you. Kenny W.
I'm going to say a landline.
All right. 1 in 50 kids born this year will go their whole life without a landline. That's a good guess, too.
Yep.
I guess because landlines will never completely go away.
Because of sometimes you need to do stuff like fax stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Not as much anymore.
Kevin, what do you think?
Yeah.
1 in 50.
Well, I'm going to say. Oh, sorry.